It's January 3rd, 1959. Alaska's capital, Juneau, is celebrating, and Dennis Egan is a young boy.
I was 11 years old, and in sixth grade here in Juneau, and that was the day, January 3rd, that Alaska became a state.
A helicopter carries President Eisenhower to the White House for the unveiling of a new star. The president has the pleasure to bring a new state into the Union, Alaska, the largest of the 49.
Hawaii completed the lineup to 50 later on that same year.
For a town this size, it was huge. Juneau at that time was just less than 10,000 people, and of course the whole town was turning out. We had bonfires everywhere celebrating statehood that evening and the night before, the night of the 2nd.
Around this time, the young Dennis appeared on a popular American game show on CBS television called
I've Got a Secret.
A panel of celebrity guests had to find out Dennis's special connection to Alaskan statehood.
Well, it was really weird. I was the contestant, and they had to guess why I was there. And I had a little Alaska flag on and went through all these questions. The host was Gary Moore, but Bill Cullen, who was a reporter for the New York Times, I think, he made the mistake of saying, I just saw your dad's picture in the paper. You sure look like your dad. Is Egan your dad? I said, yeah. He says, well, I know what you are then. Because my dad's picture was in the front page of the paper that day that Alaska had become a state.
Dennis's dad is William Allen Egan, the new Alaska's first governor. He was being sworn in on the morning of the 3rd inside an unusual venue.
A lot of things were going on, and we had a big ceremony at that time at the 20th Century Theater. That's where the inauguration was held, but that was the biggest facility at that time. It was a cinema, but velvet seats, and we had a big organ in the theater. The theater was jam-packed. That's when they officially transferred the documents.
In the White House, President Eisenhower signs the proclamation that makes Alaska's entry into the Union official.
The road to Alaskan statehood, which ended in that signature, had been a long time coming.
Official, nearly 92 years after Lincoln's Secretary of State bought the territory from the Russian Tsar.
The U.S. bought Alaska from Russia in 1867 for just over $7 million worth of gold, and it became a territory taking instruction from Congress. It was initially considered a drain on resources, but proved valuable during World War II when it saw a huge military build-up. Pressure on Washington gathered pace from 1955 up until the final Senate vote, which passed the Alaska Statehood Act, 64 votes to 20.
Way back when, my father was in the territorial legislature, and lo and behold, he was elected to the Constitutional Convention in 1955, and then the convention was held in 56 in Fairbanks. And the reason they held the convention in Fairbanks is because they wanted to keep it away from the high population areas of the state, as they said at the time. And they wanted to have it in a really cold, freezing area, so they'd have to, everybody would have to sit in this building and get their work done. And in an incredible short amount of time, 55 delegates formed a constitution that a lot of states now say is still a model constitution, but they were just, you know, normal people from all walks of life formed this constitution in a very short amount of time.
It took Dennis's dad and the other delegates 2 months to write that constitution, which becomes effective as William Allen Egan swears an oath inside a velveted cinema theater in Juneau. But all is not well.
He had complications from a gallbladder operation, and he wasn't feeling well at all. And in fact, he was coming down with severe jaundice. And the next morning, they medevaced him to Seattle, to Virginia Mason Hospital in Seattle, where he was a patient for over 3 months. And he darn near died.
Did you know how ill your father was feeling that morning? And did it affect how you were feeling that day in your mood?
I was aware that he wasn't feeling well, but they were keeping how serious it was away from me. So I was just, you know, thought my dad had the flu, and I was just partaking in the celebration, having fun with my friends. And for the first 3 months of statehood, the lieutenant governor of the state, Hugh Wade, handled the affairs of the state with consultations with my father until he was cleared to return to Juneau. At the inauguration ceremony, my mother was asked to sing the Alaska flag song. And in fact, she did that for many, many years. And she's still alive. She's 96 years old and, a grand lady. Yeah, but she used to sing the Alaska flag song. On the stage of the theater that day, she sang Alaska flag song. And it was very moving.
The patriotic sounds of the Alaska flag song hides the voices of objection to statehood, which existed in the local fishing and timber industries, as well as among some native Alaskans.
There absolutely were people that were against. Some of the main objections were from some of the main industries that provided resource revenue. They wanted to keep it as a territory because there was very little control over their profits. Southeast Alaska was a big proponent of statehood, and so it meant a lot to the residents of Southeast Alaska to finally have a voice in how their resources were managed. This was before oil was discovered, so fisheries and timber were some of the large revenue resources, but it was all managed by the federal government in Washington, D.C., because we were a territory.
And there were also some native Alaskans who organized a campaign after the signing of the statehood documents. Tell me about them.
After Alaska became a state, the Alaska Natives, and rightfully so, demanded some sort of retribution for the lands, some Aboriginal lands, and it was Alaska Native. You know, and they deserved some kind of retribution from the federal government.
That land deal for Native Alaskans took another 12 years to sign into law. Dennis's father survived his gallbladder operations and served as governor that time for a further 8 years. He passed away in 1984, but his influence, says Dennis, lives on.
When my dad was a delegate from Valdez, I was on the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly here. I was its mayor for 6 years, and now I'm a state senator. You know, I think he influenced a lot of folks, not just me. The opportunities that we now had, it was really crazy that back at statehood, the first state budget was under $100 million. Now we're talking, we just passed last year a state budget worth a little over $10 billion.